veterans, followers, leaders, and true believers. What's a veteran? That's a fucking weird question to ask people, because it's like most people will think it's just somebody that that went in the military and did a thing and they served their country somewhere. And I'd be kind of right. That's pretty much a textbook definition of a veteran. But a lot of people don't realize how many friends and family members that, well, I should say not friends and family members, how many friends become family members because of that time that you serve. And I just fucked that up. Hold up. Let me see. Okay, we'll do it again. Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers. Nobody's watching anyway, so I can fuck this up as much as I want. But yeah, it's Veterans Day. What's a veteran? A veteran, by definition, it's somebody that served in the military at one time or another. I mean, that's one way to look at it. But it's a weird family that you get away with calling each other fucker a lot. That's another cool part. But it's like everybody went to the same, everybody's from the same hometown, you're all over the world, or y'all went to the same high school and you kind of know a lot of the shit that the classes that each other took while you're in there. It's cool because I just went to battalion's reunion, and the cool thing about that was just people haven't seen each other in 30 years. You know, I freshly retired, which is good because like, as I was retiring, I was the old guy, you know, I'm the fat old fucker. And, when I get there, I feel a lot younger because then it's just like, I'll talk about the year I went in and they're like, oh, what? And, I was already out. And then they'll talk about the year they went in and I wasn't even fucking born yet, you know? So that part's always pretty cool. Just being able to get together with people that you haven't seen in a long time. It's pretty awesome, you know, especially meeting people and hearing the shit that they went through before you, and also the differences, you know, like, back a long time ago, you know, drinking was a big part of the culture, still kind of is, but not as much as it was back then. Definitely drugs and alcohol is not a part, or not alcohol, but drugs is definitely not a part of the culture because the second you pop, you're gone. But listen to people talk about being stationed in Port Hueneme, California in the 80s, when cocaine was like all over California, and hearing the crazy stories about what the 80s military was like. It's like, holy shit, you know. But I think it's funny because the same thing is when I start talking about brawling and, you know, cause we got into some pretty cool fucking bar brawls back in the day. And that's not a thing now. Like fighting is not really a big part of the culture at all. I think fist fighting, I know this might sound fucking savage or whatever, but, I think fist fighting is a big part of the culture on coming up because like, not cause you got to prove each other, that you're better than anybody, not bullying people just to punch people. But I'm like, if two guys want to scrap, fucking scrap. 9 times out of 10, you get into a fight and that's going to end up being one of your best friends that you've had, or you will have for a long time, because you know damn well this motherfucker is going to stick up for you and you stuck up for you, what you believe in, and vice versa and stuff like that. But that's a part that's not in the culture. But listening to like crazy stories about doing freaking cocaine in Colombia and partying your ass off for like days on end, it's insane. It's like, it's hard to believe, and it's kind of like hard to believe for like this generation now for them to believe that, you know, we used to drink every day and still run in PT the next morning, and that was a big part of it. And you know, but it's not so much the partying side of it, it's the shit that you go through. And because when you go in, you're looking at a job description, whether you're Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, whatever. Most of the things that kind of grabs you and pulls you towards whatever it is you're going to do while you're in is, we call them rates or MOS or whatever, is your job description. So, you know, and that's what kind of pulls you in. And you're like, okay, cool. I am going to be a welder for 5 years or whatever. That's what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking about the part where it's like, oh, so you're going to leave everything you fucking know behind. Everything. Everybody you know, you're leaving them behind. And you're going to go through all these different changes in your life and all these emotions, and you're going to learn all these different things, not just about welding, but about different cultures around the world. And you never think about that. And a lot of times people say shit about people going in, like, oh, you should have thought that before you went in. But you're 17, 18, 19 years old. You don't think about what it's like to have a wife and a kid and all that other stuff. You're basically thinking about trying to fuck, you know, and that's honestly at the bottom line is fucking at that age. You're not thinking about what it's like to have a fucking mortgage on an E4 salary. You know, you're not thinking about that. You're just trying to fuck, you know, because you're at that age and the hormones are going crazy. And a lot of things is when a lot of our friends and family that went off to colleges and stuff like that, they they can make mistakes and not be held against them because they're far away from home. And if you're in the military and you make a boo-boo, that shit sticks with you either for the rest of your career or the rest of your life, you know? So it's not like you can just make a couple drunken mistakes and show up, be late for, and get bumped from a class. You know, you show up drunk now, you might just lose your entire career. It's not like it used to be. I remember when, back in my day, and back in the days before mine, actually, where people just show up to work and your buddy was holding you up. I know I've held several people up, and I've had people kind of keep me from falling back and forth, you know. So that, God bless those folks for helping me out. But you don't think about that when you leave the house at 19, 17, whatever years old. You know, it's a whole nother world. And then you get out there, and then finances and like financial responsibilities and all this other shit. And realistically, the biggest financial responsibility a lot of people had before they showed up was, do you have enough money for an extra pizza at lunch? You know, so when they show up and they're buying a fucking Mustang at 27% interest, you kind of need those financial responsibility classes to help you, along the way. I remember teaching a class. We used to call it Navy Prime Professionalism. It was Navy Rights and Responsibilities. You're supposed to go through it every time you checked into a command, every time you went in within X amount of days. I think it was like within a week. You're supposed to go through these classes. And I was telling that story about like, hey, you know, watch out because there's predatory lenders. And, you know, not just that, but in Virginia, like there's no real cap on interest rates. Like if you're buying a car, and like, I always call it the E1 Mustang because, you know, now it's a Challenger. Challengers are big now, but back then it was Mustangs, E1 Mustang. You come in the Navy and you're like, oh, I got all this money. And then you fucking buy this car with an interest rate that's like more than a quarter of the car itself. And by the time you get that and you're under 25, so your insurance is fucked, you have all that other issues, almost your entire paycheck is going towards this freaking vehicle. Nobody ever tells you that when you first like leave the house, you know, that's the shit you got to learn on the way, you know. But I remember teaching that class, and this one cat, I started going into the whole rant on don't be this guy. And this dude just plopped his head down on his desk. And, I was like, are you that guy, bro? He's like, I am that guy, bro. And I kind of felt bad for him a little bit because nobody got to him. Nobody helped him out. He just went out instantly and bought that fucking car. But there's so much shit that, you know, you go through because you're not home for Thanksgivings. You're not home for Christmases. You know, sometimes you are, not all the time. You know, if you have that opportunity, awesome. But you're going to miss them every once in a while. And that's how it is. And the thing is, you're with all the other people that are going through the same bullshit that you're going through. So it's not like you're fucking off by yourself completely. You know, you're kind of going through some misery, but your misery loves company. And a lot of times company helps pull you out of that misery. You know, so we got that going on while you're deployed on a Thanksgiving or whatever. And, you know, you're depressed, you're missing the home, your wife, your kids. And later on in your career, you know, you have a family and you have all that other fun stuff. And your kids learning how to walk and you're missing that. And you know, but you're with all these people that are going through a lot of the same shit. And the sad but true and sad but cool thing is usually somebody else has went through it, and usually somebody else had it worse than you, you know, so you have that and each other to lean on. And you might do, it doesn't matter if you did 2 years or 20 years or 30 years. It's an experience in your life that you can't really, the only way you can bridge that gap is through time, you know, and having it behind you. Like when you're going through it, you don't realize that the shitty stuff is also the stuff they end up missing a lot. Like a lot of the bullshit and politics and all that, you have that everywhere you go. So like, no matter what job you have the person that's like basically fucking sucking dick just to get ahead. And that's like, you know, and I'm not saying doing it cause they like it. If you do it cause you like it, God bless you. I'm just saying the people doing that to get ahead in their career field and stuff like that, you have that everywhere you go. So whatever, but you don't have the distance in every single job that you do here. And it's pretty fucking cool that you have these people, you go through these issues, trials and tribulations, as they say. And later on, you put away the uniform and you walk away and, you know, you get your, you don't, you get a golden watch, but you walk away and life goes on. And sometimes you just forget that you did something really fucking cool. And you kind of forget. Not that you were in the military, but the significance of the things that you did, maybe not as an impact on the whole entire world, but the impact that you had on a troop or two, you know, like something that you passed on. And that's also a good point where you reach out after you're long gone and it's behind you, because the civilian world's kind of a lot like that Thanksgiving that you're missing home. Now it's the other way around. You're trying to figure out who the fuck am I now? And you have other friends and family you should reach out with, you know, especially people that you took to banana shows and, you know, farmers markets and stuff like that. You know, so like you have those kind of people that you had these crazy experiences with. Those are the people you need to keep in contact with, because it's fucking depressing sometimes, especially when you look back and you're like, man, what the fuck? I didn't do shit. But realistically, you helped a lot of people out. You were important. You were impactful. And you left, you know, hopefully you left some sort of a legacy with somebody, at least one dirty joke that should be passed on, or how to use a tool a specific way, you know, so. Got to put them, you read it. Hope you had some joy on your day. Thank you for everything you have sworn to do. Thanks for the kind words. I'm also doing this on Facebook Live there, dear listener. So today, like, cool thing about Veterans Day was I didn't really do anything. I got my free Little Caesars pizza because I feel like I should support the Detroit Red Wings. Little Caesars owns the Red Wings and the Tigers. So the Illich family that owns those. So that's what I did. So that was cool. And as far as family and friends, I saw a lot of friends at the comic book store. I went to Golden Apple. I picked up my pull box cause I didn't do it yesterday. And that's another thing too. So thank you for, the concern, Jennifer. I had a good day. And then anyways, back to the whole, like the reaching out shit, back to what I was saying. A lot of people don't realize while you were in and you're on active duty, you have sick bay commandos, and I'm not going to go in detail on those guys, but you have people that really want to get out of work, or they really want to get out of the military, or they're just lazy pieces of shit, or they're just having a bad time and their best thing to do is go to medical. You have that. But you also have the complete opposite of that, which is the majority of the people that are serving. Most people don't want to spend time in medical. Most people want to just do their job and they don't want to fucking deal with bullshit. And we have a lot of that going on. And it's also like, you know, it's just like a star athlete. You want to stay in the game, coach. I want to stay in the game. You're the quarterback or you're just the receiver, whatever it is. There's a specific role that you like to do and that's your spot. And the problem is when we get out of the military, we still have that that warrior mentality or that athletic mentality where we want to stay in the game. You don't want to ask for help, you know, and if medical is not the thing or talking to doctors is not the thing, you should at least reach out to some of your fellow veterans, brothers and sisters. Hit me up. I'm here. But yeah, man, that's another thing too, is you want to fucking get out there and talk with other people that have gone through similar experiences, because it's not really a sign of weakness. It seems like it, and it sounds like it, the sign of weakness to not acknowledge the shit you're going through and just think, oh, I'll be fine. It's a passing phase. And then it just echoes and gets deeper and deeper and deeper inside your head. You know, so a lot of times just reach out, and you don't even have to fucking like say, hey, I got problems. I mean, if you want to say, hey, I got problems, that's fucking awesome. Cause you know damn well the people you served with. And I know if anybody like Mike Murley, Master Chief that I served with in Korea, awesome fucking dude. Haven't seen him since the turn of the century, basically. Haven't seen him since then. Picked up right where we left off. And I know damn well if I ever mentioned anything to that guy, he would do whatever he could to help me out, you know, and vice versa. Like anybody that's ever, you know, I've served with, but we'd do anything to help each other out. And it's not really a sign of weakness. It's just acknowledging that, hey man, you got some shit going on. And it's just like anything else, man, fucking reach out, talk to another vet buddy, brother, sister that was in uniform. So my point is this, is you don't even have to fucking bring shit up. Just talk to each other, because a lot of times too, just when you reach out and you talk to somebody else, you're not just reminding them where you guys were, you know, on your conversations that you've had in the past. You're reminding each other that, man, you did some pretty fucking important shit. You did some pretty awesome stuff. You know, everybody's leader at one point or another. And the good point of that is you don't realize how much of an impact you have on other people, you know, until it's said and done and over with. Somebody else will tell you later on, hey man, I can't believe like you said that thing or you did that thing, or, you know, Russ DeStefano, like fucking, he was the first person to show me how to sight in on an M16. And it, something that happened when I was 19 years old, it carried with me my entire fucking career. Now that one little thing that helped me, that little fucking thing that helped me out, helped thousands, because later on in my career, I was a range coach. And I remember how he talked to me and he made me feel at ease. And I fucking, just that thing Russ told me, EO1 at the time, you know, that little thing he told me was very significant. And I carried that with me the rest of my career. And then when I was range coaching, that one little thing, I passed it on to somebody else, you know, and then I passed on to another person. I passed on to another person. So you have no idea the domino effect or the ripple effect that you have on other people. So, you know, just reaching out, talking to people, say, hey, what the fuck? How you doing? What's up? You know, we're all on Facebook. You're watching me on Facebook, or you're listening to me on, you know, Spotify. If you don't know, all these podcasts that I do right here, the audio, and probably a good 300 other ones of these, sitting down with, and most of them I'm sitting down with fellow veterans, are out on every platform. So if you Googled civilianization on iTunes, or you put it in Google civilianization podcast or Josh O'Brien civilianization, it'll come up. And every platform that you listen to podcasts on, it's on there. So, I mean, just please dig that, because there's a lot of previous episodes I've done, some three, four, 5 years ago, and they're as relevant today as they were when they aired. So there's like so many different people that I've shot the shit with. All right. There's love the podcast, Obi. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man. Clayton, good stuff. Appreciate that. But that there's so many other people I've spoken with, like captains, master chiefs, E1s. One of my best buddies got thrown out of SEAL Team 6 called DevGru for fucking drinking and driving. And I love that dude. But he's also has some of the coolest stories. I mean, when we were in 40, like everybody talks about the battle for Ramadi and stuff like that, because everybody loves Jocko. Jocko's fucking awesome. You know, he's got a cool podcast. And it's a whole nother thing. He's talking about leadership. I'm talking about something totally different. I guess I'm talking about leadership just in a different way. How's that? But yeah, like they're the rock stars, we're the roadie. That's my running joke for the Seabees, is like, you know, you have those motherfuckers, the SEALs, they're badasses, dude. They're the rock stars. We're the roadie. We're the peripheral. You don't see us most of the time. We're off to the side doing our thing, just trying to fucking get through the day and go to the next spot, you know? So once again, going back to the whole thing on the medias and all the social shit, whatever. But like I said, man, just check some of the previous episodes out. They're really cool. And, if you want to send me money, you can do that too. But, what is it? My, Venmo, Josh96O'Brien, but I don't expect anybody to do that. That's why I keep it all free. I pay for it out of my own pocket. People buy stickers and then that money goes towards the podcast. But back to what I was saying though, is a lot of times, man, you just don't realize how important and how influential you are to other people. And also being a veteran, that's a big thing. Like, inside of you, because you've done more than most people and you volunteered. It's not like somebody forced you to it. Like the last people that are like, go to jail or go to war. I mean, that was before I went in. Those guys are fucking retired at this point. You know, there's a lot of people with a good story of that and it's bullshit. But, truth be told, is you want to fucking remember where you came from, remember what you did while you were in, and remember you were significant because you did impact other people. And it's so easy to like not think you did, you know, because a lot of times too, I'll just kick back and be like, I didn't do shit. I was a fucking, you know, I just did my thing, you know. And but if you can't be passionate about what you're doing, be passionate about your paycheck, you know, because you're going to get that on the 1st and 15th. And that's another thing too, while you're in, you know, you have that security. So when you get out and you're trying to figure out, who the fuck am I, what am I going to do now? And then you have that whole, like, there's that darkness of trying to find the end of the fucking tunnel. Hopefully that's me walking out a tunnel, not a train running at me. You know what I mean? And that's kind of where a lot of people are. And it's hard to believe that almost everybody goes through that, sometimes in a big way, sometimes in a little way. Some people never ever recover and figure out what they're doing next. And all I can do for those folks is just say to keep fucking looking, keep soul searching, and reach out to friends and family. I think a majority of the hookups and jobs that I've gotten, as far as, you know, when I say jobs, I'm talking about just different gigs as a comedian, but also different like orders and things I've done throughout my career was from loose contacts, from people that I maybe met maybe 3, 4, 5 times, but they had an impact on me, or vice versa. I had some sort of an impact on them to be like, hey man, you'd be cool to be here with us, or, you know, or I've done that with other people. So it doesn't hurt to be a good person and treat everybody the same too, you know, especially if they served. We've all been through a lot of the same shit. Most people will never understand the shit we went through. And that's totally cool. Cause you know why? They didn't fucking volunteer. We did. Gotta get some coffee. My anthrax, I am the law. I got the good old anthrax coffee cup. That's another thing too, I promise. Speaking of anthrax, I always want to talk about like having anthrax shots, having to get all those fucking shots, man. So I don't get into the weedies. I stay away from the on the show. I will always do my best to stay away from politics, whatever they are, because I don't give a fuck if you like red, blue. I don't give a shit. I'm so tired of it. Like when I remember being at the bar a few days ago with a couple friends of mine, you know, just to shoot pool, and they just want to talk about politics. And I'm like, that's what my Facebook feed is for. Like I can just go on Facebook and then we can talk about that. Fuck all that noise, man. You know, whatever you believe in, good. Fucking believe in that shit. Just do your research and try to figure it out. And that doesn't mean just Google a couple things on YouTube. But anyways, back to the whole thing is the anthrax makes me always think I got the shot because I've gotten fucking anthrax and I got everything else, so I don't really give a fuck at this point. And I said that, and I found out some people got blood clots from the anthrax. So that's a trip, man. So anyways, I'm staying away from the politics, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going right back into the veteran thing. So Veterans Day, there's still a few places that are still have discounts and stuff. Target, I think, is 10% off for veterans and active duty service members until, I believe, the 13th. So I'll be doing my grocery shopping tomorrow. And I'm sure you don't give a fuck about me going grocery shopping. So we won't go too much in depth on that. We'll just go circle right back. We'll circle back. No, wouldn't be prudent. All right. So anyways, that dates myself saying that reference. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, being a veteran, it's fucking awesome. And it is what it's cracked up to be, because you're never going to have friends and family like you did while you were in. And the funny thing is, the distance gets there and it's been a long time, and then you kind of like, well, what did I fucking really do? You did a lot. And the people that were there with you, they know. The funny thing is, too, though, there's the other side of that fucking sword, is when you're posting shit on Facebook, like, I miss my service and my brothers and sisters. It was the best time of my life. Oh my gosh, it was so cool. No, motherfucker, I remember you. You wanted to go to medical all the time and you bitched. Like, this is fucking bullshit. You know, and you did that the whole time. So, come on. Was it really level with yourself? But yeah, I think we all were in that spot where we bitched and pissed and moaned. Even me too. So I'm guilty of that as well. I think this is good. Anybody got any questions, concerns, complaints, whatever? I'm fucking going to cash out on this. We're going to go. We're going to check out line here in a second. So no questions, no nothing. Fucking glasses, man. All right, so just for the dear listeners, I had to grab my readers so I can read what the fuck's on the screen. All right, cool. Well, guys and gals, thanks for checking in, and all 72 people watching this right now. That's so cool. All right, well, anyways, if you have any questions, any concerns, give me a topic. Give me some shit to talk about, because we're going back. I love the Comedy Store. That was like my home away from home for the longest time. And if I can go back, cool. If not, I'm just going to do this mobile, you know, like right now I'm doing this in my room. I got my long box comic books. I got my NMCB3 flag. I played capture the flag with the battalion. I won. So there's that. And then, so I'll just do them here in my fucking room, or I might do another spot. Got my buddy Ebo Brewer, Marine. I think we're going to start a podcast. Maybe it's called Dudes with Cats. Anyways, I fucking love you guys. And, for all those I follow, thanks for making me a better leader. For all those I've led, thanks for making me a better person. Keep your chin up. Never let the bastards get you down. Fuck the bozos. And never forget, Obi loves you. Okay, buddies, ladies, gentlemen, whatever. Thems and theys. Love yous. Alls. Everyone. Bye. Yeah.